What is this?
Roller derby?
Yes, roller derby. In Ketchikan. It all started last November when Jill Tundra Thighs Walker, Malika Mafrika Brunette, and Stephanie Sanguinetti went to one of the weekly Saturday open skates at the Ketchikan Recreation Center. They had talked about roller derby and wondered whether they could get something like it started in Alaska's first city. The three tried a few roller derby moves, decided they liked it, and so started Rainforest Roller Girls, an all-woman flat track league. Here's one of their more enthusiastic recruits, Dawn Seawolf Rowwolf.
It's so much fun. It's really good exercise. And the kind of chicks who come out to play are like, they see the poster and they're like, yeah, I want to be there. And that's exactly how I was. I was like, okay, they're starting roller derby. I'm there.
Roller derby has been around for a while and got a little boost in the 1970s when Rockel Welch starred in the cult classic Kansas City Bomber.
Ladies, let's be ladies here.
Hey, listen, big brother, you're a big fat tub of lard. You can't stay any better than you are.
The sport is picking up again, perhaps in part due to the more recent movie, Whip It, with Drew Barrymore. Ketchikan is the latest community to join a growing system of Alaska roller derby leagues. The AK Roller Derby website lists 14 active leagues, not including Ketchikan. Two of those are in Juneau, with one each in Sitka, Petersburg, and Wrangell. Some of Ketchikan's fresh meat, the term for new roller derby recruits, participated in boot camps with a Wasilla roller derby veteran. Walker says they have mini practices midweek and full practices on Saturday afternoons. So, what's the appeal? Why roller derby?
It's really fun and it's empowering. I can't explain exactly how it is, but like you're skating, you're like, I'm awesome and I'm gonna kick some butt. And have my butt kicked.
Part of the unique fun of roller derby is coming up with a special name. Walker laughs as she explains the origin of hers.
You may have to cut this, but it was my friend and I were joking around about being strippers in the North Pole, and I was like, if I'm a stripper in the North Pole, my name's going to be Tundra Thighs, and it just translated very well into derby.
About 40 women have signed on to the league. About half that number shows up at practices, though. It's a full-contact sport, so injuries do happen. There already have been some sprains and breaks, but the league is trying to keep those to a minimum. Here's Jennifer Hamilton.
We've been raising money. We have a scholarship set of gear and stuff, and trying to push everyone getting gear who's serious about it. Otherwise, you're going to have a broken wrist if you...
Is the gear pretty expensive?
For a rookie package, which includes all pads, skates, and a mouth guard, it's usually $350. We've been buying it from Shocker Con up in Anchorage area.
And Jennifer's roller derby name?
It's Chupa Flor Lotus.
Ooh, say that again.
Chupa Flor Lotus. Chupa Flor is hummingbird in Spanish, and hummingbirds are really fast.
So, for those who aren't familiar with the rules of flat track roller derby, here's a quick basic tutorial. It's an oval track, and two teams send out five women per bout. Four of those are in the pack, and one is the jammer. The jammer scores a point for each woman from the opposing team that she passes. That means the jammer should be pretty fast and agile. Pack members block the other team's jammer while trying to open up space for their own team member to score. Walker predicts that she's not going to be a jammer.
I'm not extraordinarily fast, and not amazingly agile either. So pack is kind of where I feel like I belong. Like I can take up some space and booty check. That has been one thing with these derby practices is my booty's taken on a life of its own. Like it's amazing the muscles that you feel growing. You're just like, oh my God, my legs are intense.
A real competition is far on the horizon for the Rainforest Roller Girls. Walker guesses next fall or early winter. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.
And I ordered myself a couple of more shots in beer.